are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You know, how come every time I do the show, Walmart makes the news? Okay, here's another Walmart story. You guys are going to love this one, okay? A man walks into Walmart, tries to purchase about $470 worth of stuff by using a $1 million bill. I can't even see what president is on there. It's a $1 million bill. This was a North Carolina man. He insisted that this bill was real. Okay. He tried to buy a vacuum cleaner, a microwave oven. Store employees were like, what? You know, because he kept insisting that it was real. So they called the police. Now, of course, with the largest bill that's in circulation, it's a $100 bill. Okay? They said, I didn't realize this, the government stopped making bills of up to $10,000 in 1969. I didn't realize there used to be $10,000 bills. I wonder who the president was. I gotta look that up. But, so 1969 was the last time he had anything over $100. So, anyway, this gentleman, what's his name? Michael Fuller was charged with attempting to obtain property by false pretense and uttering a forged instrument. He's in jail on a $17,000 bond, of which he's going to try to use his $1 million note. And it isn't clear if he has an attorney. Well, no one's going to represent him because he doesn't have real money. Of course not. So, but at least the Walmart news is pretty good. It's always pretty interesting. All right. Also, some really good news. Aretha Franklin, 69 years old, is getting married. Woo! What you want? Babe, I got it. Ooh, she's got it, all right. Yes, she is marrying her longtime companion. I'm trying to think of the name. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if she's going to sing at her own wedding. I'm a huge Aretha fan. Ooh, huge, huge. R-E-S-E. Okay, I won't sing. But anyway, she is getting married to William Willie Wilkerson. Okay, so her new name is going to be Aretha Wilkerson. Now, she's not going to change her name. All right, they're considering a summer wedding, perhaps in Miami Beach, Florida. Isn't that nice? You see, you all think all I have is bad news. You know, I guess she looks good for 69, but I think she's wearing a wig, though. I don't know if that's her real hair. But anyway, she looks all happy. Whew, she could sing. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Of course, taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter. Well, we said goodbye today to Bob Anderson. Bob Anderson, do you know who he was? You all know him. You all have seen him. Okay, this is the guy that did the Darth Vader lightsaber fighting scene in, like, Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm, that was him. Okay, he was an Olympic fencer. I mean, he was into fencing ever since he was a teenager. And he is the movie Swordmaster. He worked with Errol Flynn. He worked with Viggo Mortensen in Lord of the Rings. Most of the famous sword fighting scenes, he worked with Antonio Banderas, so I'm sure he probably did some of the Zorro flicks. And, God, there was another really good movie with Antonio Banderas. Oh, he's sexy. But anyway, he's movie sword master, Olympic fencer. Bob Anderson died at age 89. But, it was amazing that, you know, he would dress up as, in these movies as Darth Vader. Of course he could because it was a mask and he was doing a lot of the fencing. If you really think about it, he's 89, right? And the movies were, no, not 30 years ago. Almost 40 years ago. He was probably in his 50s when he was doing those scenes. That's pretty impressive. He must have really liked the lightsaber. Imagine, going through fencing and all that, and then all of a sudden you get to play with a lightsaber. That had to have been really cool, especially with the sound. I think the lightsaber has got to be the coolest weapon ever. Just ever. Don't you wish someone that could exist? You know, oh, my boy. Oh, my gosh. All right, my little 9-year-old thought it was really, really funny to, in the middle of the night, come up to me with this red lightsaber. It was dark, right, while I was in bed, and just go, you know, right by my face. It didn't involve. But anyway, Bob Anderson saying goodbye to him at age 89. I got to tell you, they just don't make movies like that, the classics. I mean, I thought the newer Star Wars were pretty good. I did. I remember seeing the one they did in the year 2000. That would have been Star Wars 4, maybe. Well, Star Wars 4 was the first movie. This was supposed to be Star Wars 1, but it's not the, you know, the one from the 70s. It was the one that they did in the 2000, right? Where Anakin was a little boy. I remember leaving that movie saying I thought it was good. I remember my husband's like, what? Are you kidding me? What are they doing to the franchise? But I thought it was pretty good. I thought the second one was better. The third one was better. But of course, the prior three were phenomenal. But it just, I love the fact that our kids and our generation is enjoying what we enjoyed. You know, I know everybody's like, oh, these remakes, they keep doing these remakes. And Incredible Hulk, it was good. But I how many Incredible Hulks have they done? And now I guess they're doing another Spider-Man. They have a whole new Spider-Man. The guy from Social Network is going to be the new Spider-Man. I mean, how many times can you do Spider-Man? But what's nice is when they take something from our generation, right, and then bring it to the newer kids, I think it's great. That's why I'm really excited. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm extremely excited about Rebel basketball because when I went to UNLV, the Rebels, right, University of Nevada, Las Vegas team, you know, had won national championship and was in the playoffs twice. And so here, David Rice and Stacey Ogman, head coach, assistant coach, were part of the dream team back then. My kids get to see that, you know, get to see some of the moves now translated to the younger players. It just, I love that. I love that. And what I even love more is how many of these commercials and many of these kids shows are incorporating old songs. You get a lot of Aerosmith, you hear Journey, and here are my kids singing that kind of music. And I love it because they could then sit with me in the car and I could be listening to the 80s station. And they don't have a problem with it. So, but you know what? They're always like, well, gosh, Mom, that song doesn't sound as good as it does now. Well, now they have all this techno stuff, but the song, I think the original is better. So it's interesting. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. The gentleman with the bird flu in China, he did die. However, scientists are saying, don't panic. It wasn't from human to human spread. They don't think there's any concern with the H5N1 bird flu, but of course, we're watching it, all right? We are keeping a close eye on that, and I will keep a close eye on that with you guys, okay? When we come back, looks like chiropractic helps with the neck. That's what I've been saying for years. Neck pain, back pain, get a chiropractor. But we got to talk about that when we come back. And does an apple a day take your tooth enamel away? It could. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy New Year. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. And please follow us on Twitter. All right, so we are hours away from the Iowa caucus. Thank heavens. Boy, I am so sick of watching this in the media. See, there haven't been a lot of big news stories. So that's why it's all about the caucuses, the caucuses, caucuses. I'm so sick of hearing that word caucus. It sounds like carcass. I hate it. I hate it. Sick of hearing it. Sick of hearing about it. But we're finally here. Thank heavens. And, of course, there's a lot of stress. A lot of people are nervous, right, because the media has every day given us the results of a different poll. So every time we switch a channel, Romney's ahead, Paul's neck and neck, Gingrich falling behind. And people are like, okay, what the heck's going on? Well, just to kind of put things into perspective, these caucuses are important, extremely important. But keep in mind, last election, January 3rd, 2008, so 4 years ago, all right, Mike Huckabee had won the Iowa caucus. Then came Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, John McCain. John McCain was fourth in the Iowa caucus. Okay, of course, Barack Obama was first. What's interesting is Joe Biden was 0.9%, and Joe Biden dropped out of the race at this point in time. And then, of course, he was picked as vice president. Christopher Dodd dropped out also. I think he had zero. All right. These caucuses are important, but keep in mind, it was Huckabee and then Romney. All right. Fred Thompson and then John McCain. So that's what happened with the Iowa caucus. Then New Hampshire, January 8th, Hillary Clinton won the Democratic and John McCain won the Republican. Okay. Then Michigan, Hillary Clinton won and then Mitt Romney. So you see, I mean, back and forth. South Carolina, John McCain won. All right. And who won Democratic South Carolina? Barack Obama won that. Nevada, I remember, was Clinton and Mitt Romney. Okay, no, yeah, and that, the Nevada caucus is important. It's crucial. But it was Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton. Florida was Hillary Clinton and Republican John McCain. Maine was Mitt Romney. Alabama, Obama and Huckabee. Alaska, Obama and Romney. Arizona, Clinton and McCain. We saw that one coming. Arkansas, Clinton and Huckabee. California was Clinton and McCain. Now that's interesting. California had chosen Hillary Clinton. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Colorado was Barack Obama, Mitt Romney. Connecticut was Obama, McCain. So you see, back and forth. Back and forth. Huckabee had won Georgia. Romney had won Massachusetts and Minnesota. Romney had also won Montana. Romney won North Dakota. Huckabee won Tennessee. Romney won Utah. Huckabee won West Virginia and Kansas. Those are big ones, but still. And he won Louisiana. I'm just kind of looking through this here. But then you saw more of John McCain. As the time went on, John McCain, John McCain, John McCain, Vermont, Texas, Rhode Island, Ohio. You know, and then it looks like John McCain took it all the way down from then on out. Still, it was neck and neck with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton the whole time. So, I mean, these caucuses are important. I don't want to say Iowa by any means, just because Huckabee had won this in 2008. But it's you know, just don't panic. All right. If you think your candidate doesn't win this one, okay, there's definitely more to come. However, you know, by March, we're going to see who pretty much the front runner is, I think, by then. And good, because I'm getting sick of it. All right. But then what we're going to start seeing is whoever the candidate is, you're going to see the media just completely fry them. It's so frustrating to watch. I'm sick of it. I was so sick of what happened in 2008, 2009 that I didn't want to watch any news. I was so sick of it. It was hard because I was starting radio at the time and I needed to get involved, but I was just so fed up. So I know how y'all feel. And my show, you know, luckily should hopefully be a little bit of an outlet, but I can't ignore politics. We can't. It's crucial. And I'm going to be watching this election as closely as you are. So you'll still get information from me. It just hopefully we'll mix it up a little bit and make it a little bit more fun. Okay, so what's going on? Finally, more and more people are realizing that manipulation helps. Okay, spinal manipulation. It could be done by a chiropractor. It could be done by an osteopathic physician. All right, somebody trained. You want somebody trained. And they found that, yes, neck pain could be very well treated with spinal manipulation as well as home exercise. Now, some of you, you've been going to chiropractors for years. You love it. All right. Chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists, acupuncturists. And I'm proud of you guys for trying other things. You know, it's frustrating when I see so many people, you know, consume pain medicines and narcotics and because, you know, a lot of these issues can be helped with somebody touching you. You know, luckily in my medical school, we were taught to touch a patient. It was hard for a lot of us. You know, a lot of us, like, I grew up in a family, you really don't touch each other. I mean, maybe you give mom and dad a kiss goodnight, but we really didn't touch each other. We didn't hug each other. I think we barely, you know, maybe when I was little, used to run up to your parents and hug, but we really weren't a huggy, touchy family. If accidentally, you know, my elbow hit my brother, it was like cooties. I mean, that's just how we were. Now, you know, yeah, we hug and, you know, we'll sit next to each other and sometimes we'll tickle each other or whatever, but we were a very non-touchy family. And a lot of us, we don't touch each other. And so it's very easy to go through medical school and just be like, you know, looking at the patient with the chart between you and the patient. And, but, you know, luckily we had a very good program where I went. I went to the UNR Medical School, and then I did my last year at UCLA. And, yeah, you know, you touch a patient. And if the patient has pain, you know, feel which muscle hurts. Feel it. Identify trigger points. Trigger points. We've talked about trigger points. All right. You know when you're getting a massage, right? Your husband hits a spot in your neck and you scream. You're like, ow, what are you doing to me? That's a trigger point. All right. If you hate going for a massage because it hurts in certain places, those are trigger points. Now, massage is phenomenal. I mean, don't be yelling at your massage therapist. They're phenomenal. But a lot of these trigger points are like the epicenter, the focus of the pain. that causes the inflammation along the muscle fibers. Very important to identify, very important to treat. But what does spinal manipulation do? Chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation, etc. Well, what it does is if you're a little bit out of alignment, you know, and that bone is just a little out of place, well, then the muscles attaching are going to be off. All right? One's going to be stretching more than it has to. So when you click it back into place, a lot of times that offers relief. Now, I've always been an advocate that these high school students, when they get sacked in football or on the basketball court or, you know, even golf swings, et cetera, I don't know which high schoolers play golf, but anyway, you know, many of these teams, you know, you're going to be knocked out of alignment. Well, where arthritis sets in is if your back, let's say, or neck or the vertebrae aren't in the most opportune places. So if you have a little bit of shifting or subluxation and it starts to hit bone on bone and you aren't corrected, well, you'll build up arthritis. So unfortunately, you're going to have chiropractic treatment or osteopathic treatment early on to prevent a lot of the arthritis. I never got it early on. My back is fused together. My mid back, they fused together. I have so much arthritis because when I ran, you didn't go to a chiropractor. Nobody told you to. No, nobody thought of it, you know, and the mainstream chiropractors that I know, I love, you know, yes, you know, I do hear stories that some chiropractors don't touch you either. You know, there was one story of one, I mean, but rare. That's not what chiropractors do. Chiropractors, they manipulate, they touch you. But there was one where one of my patients said the person's hands was above her back and he said through God. But you know what? You get people like that in every field that'll say they'll do that. But, you know, the honest to God chiropractors or osteopathic physicians that manipulate, they do, they touch you. They put you in a position where you click into shape. Now, some of you with neck pain, if the arthritis is so far down the line, you may not be able to benefit as much from a manipulation, click, as somebody else that has a earlier, I guess, less arthritic injury. However, still manipulation, stretch, still exercises, stretching, a lot of the physical therapy modalities can help as well. So, you know, my recommendation is just have your doctor work with your chiropractor or your orthopedist or your physical therapist, or your massage therapist, but just don't pop pills. Don't always, I mean, I understand when it's painful, you have to take something. And true, even chiropractors will say, look, you know, you're probably going to need some anti-inflammatories. I mean, I see chiropractors many times say, go to your doctor, talk about some sort of anti-inflammatory medication. So there is a lot of overlap. And then you have some that are, you know, oh, no medicines whatsoever. And then you have other doctors that are, oh, no physical medicine whatsoever. But for the most part, I notice the doctors that work as a team, the ones that allow overlap of treatment, I think those patients do the best. So I'm really glad an article came out today saying, look, home exercise. We all, you know, the physical therapist discharges you, but they discharge you not to doing nothing and sit on the couch. They say home exercises. And the physical therapist, they teach you. They teach you what to do at home. Say thank you and do it. Because if you start to stiffen back up, you're going to be back in their office. So just keep in mind, physical medicine is extremely important. You know, they say complementary. Well, yes, it's a complementary medicine, but it's not non-mainstream. I think chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, physical therapy, massage should be considered mainstream medicine. I really do. You know, and we're like, oh, it's alternative. No, it's not alternative. Okay, how do you expect to get fixed? All right, I'm gonna click my back back, and I'll be back after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, how we all doing? You know, I tell you, I sometimes feel exhausted going into a new year. Don't you all do that? I feel exhausted. You want to know why I feel exhausted? Because I worked the whole time. You know, I mean, we usually don't go on vacation for Christmas or New Year's because we don't fly. We don't like the, you know, congestion in the air with the airplanes and the delays, you know, and it's usually our busy time at the office. So we worked and worked pretty hard these last few days. And because New Year's fell on a Sunday, it's not like we had an extra day off. And so I'm kind of coming into the new year tired. Don't some of you feel, I mean, I hope the rest of you are rested. Okay. Because we have to take this year by storm, and we are, it's going to be a great year, but I'm just kind of going, all right, everybody else is coming off vacation. And I'm like, whoo, I'm pooped already. All right. For those Genesis, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And again, a big shout out to one of our latest affiliates in Sedalia, Missouri, KSIS, 1050 AM. Yes, yeah, Sedalia rhymes with Dr. Dahlia. That is so cool. Way cool. All right, good. Somebody said that's the site of that was where the original ragtime was discovered and started. Really, its roots were out of Sedalia. That's cool. I love ragtime. That's way cool. All right. So what were some of the top health studies that have come out? But some of you might not have known these. I mean, you know, yeah, a lot of our medical stories, you know, centered around, we were talking about the Fukushima and the nuclear, you know, issues. We were talking about propofol because of Conrad Murray. But this is kind of interesting. All right. I don't know if you guys remember some of these studies. All right. What is better for your bones? All right, wine, beer, vodka, well, wine. They found that wine actually increased women's bone density. They looked at 1,000 pairs of postmenopausal twins in their mid-50s who drank a glass of wine a day. They had the highest bone mineral density. This was out of East Anglia University and King's College in London. They thought that the polyphenols, right, may be of benefit. So that was a pretty cool study. Nah, vodka, gin, whiskey, beer, no positive effect on bones. But wine had something to do with that. In twins. By the way, speaking of twins, it was interesting. This New Year's, there's, I think, three sets of twins who have different birthdays because one was born right before midnight and the other twin was born right after midnight. So I think that's cool. If I was a twin, I would totally want to have a separate birthday. Definitely. But is that interesting where it's like a year apart on their paperwork now and birth certificate? Oh, cool. Twins are cool. Okay, so Weetabix was found to help impotence. Weetabix is one of those fortified breakfast cereals that has B3, niacin, basically. Researchers at Chinese University of Hong Kong had found that those eating like Weetabix or taking niacin supplement, right, especially a higher niacin dose, did better in terms of their impotence and erectile dysfunction. So that was pretty cool. We all remember this study, chocolate and depression. All right. Chocolate had been helped with the, I mean, that's why all of us women, we go, you know, we go right to chocolate. So that, you know, makes perfect sense to me. Then apples, they found actually were worse than fizzy drinks on teeth. They say those who ate apples, this was a study of 1,000 men and women, those that ate apples, an apple a day regularly, were 3.7 times more likely to have damage to their dentine, the layer of the tooth below the outer covering of enamel. They said because apples are acidic and contain 4 teaspoons of sugar, for some reason, they, maybe because the apple takes longer, I mean, fizzy drinks have a lot of sugar, more sugar than an apple, but I guess an apple you go through slower, as opposed to a fizzy drink you drink, I don't know. I love calling those fizzy drinks. So anyway, they say to minimize damage of eating apples, whatever happened to an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But an apple a day also keeps the dentist away. Well, no, it doesn't keep the dentist away. They say to minimize damage from apples, drink water immediately after eating to wash away harmful particles. Eat your apple with milk or cheese, which contains calcium to neutralize the acid. So that was kind of interesting. All right, what is one of the best natural alternatives to statins? This study came out saying tomatoes. Scientists have discovered that cooked tomatoes could have the same benefits as statin medications. Tomatoes. They say 50 grams of tomato paste or a pint of tomato juice could provide protection against heart disease. Many of these tomatoes contain lycopene. We've talked about lycopene helps reduce cholesterol. All right, this came from the journal Macheritas. Oh, this must be a Spanish journal. Muy bien eso. All right, so that was that. And then vision. Researchers at Reading University found that chocolate improved vision. They said when participants ate 35 grams of dark chocolate, which is a third of a large bar. Who stops at a third of a candy bar, please? They said their performance of their eyes improved 17%. Probably the flavanols or the antioxidants in cocoa helped improve vision. That's incredible. Of course, dark chocolate is better. Okay. Grapes were found to protect against skin cancer. They say UV radiation from the sun increases levels of harmful molecules. We know that. But the grapes, of course, have the flavonoids that protect it as well. Do you guys remember this study with eggs? How many eggs are you allowed to eat so you don't get heart disease? And they said no limit. There was a study this year that came out. And now remember, these are just single studies that I'm talking about, but there was a study that came out. God, I think I talked about this almost early last year, where it didn't matter, you know, with eggs and cholesterol, right? They didn't find that big a deal with eggs. Again, remember, it's only one study. Okay, I still think eggs increase your cholesterol. You know what I really think it is, though? It's when you eat eggs, you know, it's not like you have one of those 2-minute eggs or 1-minute egg or whatever the heck you call them, you know, or just one boiled egg. I think what they're talking about is when you eat eggs inappropriately, it's the scrambled eggs, right, and butter with the hash browns and the corned beef hash and the bacon. You know, it's like when you're, I don't eat just an egg. I probably should. I think it'll be a healthy source of protein. But it's when you mix it up with all the grease, the greasy food. So I'm wondering if maybe what happened with this one study is they were just looking at, okay, just eating eggs, you know, as opposed to eating an egg breakfast. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, they said a medium egg gives 100 milligrams of cholesterol, a third of the 300 recommended daily limit. All right, so like I said, I still think eggs contain cholesterol, but these researchers had found in the study that we don't have to panic as much. There's no recommended limit. Just watch it. Okay, and then we talked about this one day. Strawberries actually protect your stomach lining when you drink. Scientists at Barcelona University found that rats given alcohol had less damage to their stomach lining and fewer ulcers when they had been fed strawberry extract for 10 days previously. Remember we were talking about strawberry margaritas and strawberry daiquiris, etc.? Yeah, so strawberries, they think, activate a protective antiseptic enzyme called lysozyme in the stomach lining. So el estómago está más mejor con fresas, all right? That's what the scientists at Barcelona University concluded, all right? And then another study came out discussing how many fruits and vegetables do you really need, and this study said you need 8. Okay, remember it was 5 to 9? Now they say you need 8. All right, 8. We're talking, you know, the lettuce on your Big Mac, that doesn't even count for 1. All right, and then this other study came out. We didn't talk about this one on the show. Camel milk ice cream. They said camel milk. This was a, where did the study come from? They're insane. Camel milk, they say, is lower in saturated fat than cow's milk, contains 10 times more iron and 5 times more B vitamins, and is creamy, light texture, spits, and I guess makes ice cream. And in the Middle East, I guess they make camel milk ice cream because it has healthy aspects to it. Of course, with all the B vitamins, it also contains antibodies. I would not drink camel milk. I don't know. All right, whew. So those were some of the top medical studies of 2011. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. At the end of the study, of course, were those researchers playing around with the avian flu. So we'll see what happens. The latest we have found out is the scientists will not publish their findings of turning the avian flu into a very deadly, more virulent avian flu. We were talking about how there was already one death in China of a man who acquired it. They don't think it's going to be human-to-human contact. They think so far so good. But, of course, we are watching it. All right, when we come back from break, looks like going to church lowers your blood pressure. All right, so I'm a huge fan of that. I think it's a great idea. Go to church, lowers your blood pressure, and then a woman gives her boss her kidney. All right, does she want a raise? Is it really worth it? Woman gives her boss a kidney. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriant e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, you bet I do. All right, Dr. Dahlia here. So I'm sure you all heard, looks like there's a shortage of Adderall. And Adderall is a very, very common medication, second to Ritalin, for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD and ADD. And so many of you have probably already noticed that you haven't been able to get your Adderall filled because it's in short supply, but here's why. The DEA has to regulate. You know, this is one of the controlled substances because it is. It's highly addictive. You know, you had these different hold on one second. For those of you joining us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. Okay, so I'm having little IM issues. Sorry about that. Okay, where was I? We were on the Adderall. Okay, here we go. So the DEA has to regulate how much of the active pharmaceutical ingredient that could be distributed each year to the manufacturer. So what they've done is they've tightened it up and restricted it. However, the companies are saying, well, look, we need more. So the companies are saying, look, what you've allowed us is not enough. So they say they don't have enough to meet the demand for the drug, which has been in the all-time highs. All right. More and more people haven't taken Adderall. They say they can't concentrate. They say they don't have energy. And it's funny because you could give Adderall to a non-ADD person, a non-ADD, ADHD person, and they're going to find it to work. It's a stimulant. Okay? You know, most stimulants people will find very helpful in helping them concentrate. You know, because I'll have people, they'll tell me this all the time. They're like, Daya, I took my friend's Ritalin and it worked. I mean, I felt really good and I got a lot of work done, so I guess I have ADD. I'm like, well, no, that doesn't necessarily mean you have ADD. For most people, yes, the stimulants would work. So we have a lot of people on them. And I would venture to say 100% of the people on them don't need to be. I mean, not 100%. I think of the 100%, there's a huge amount of people on these medications that don't need to be, which is why now this is all-time high. So unfortunately, we're seeing shortages of this medicine, and this is something that's not easy to fill, and it's also not easy for people to jump around to different brands. You know, and this is what I tell a lot of my younger people. I go, look, you know, there's going to be a day when you're older when you have to take high blood pressure medication or a heart medication. Why do you want to right now be chained to a medication if you truly don't have ADD that you start getting used to? And let's say there's a drug shortage. You know, I always bring that up to patients that, you know, what if there's a drug shortage? I remember when Toprol was on shortage and my patients were freaking out. They're like, what do we do? You know, so would give them, you know, substitutes. But, you know, I remember the fear in my patients' eyes because their heart medication was in short supply on shortage. And then I think Medro dose packs, certain steroids were on short supply too. I mean, that freaks people out. So for those of you that really don't need to be on it, don't be on it. Okay, because there's people that really need it. There's people that really have ADD symptoms, ADHD. They can't cope. They can't make it through life without their medication. If you're just doing it to enhance your grades in law school, right? No, don't be wasting people's time and don't be wasting the drug. All right. Also, news today came out saying if you were a pregnant lady that had diabetes, which is gestational diabetes, the gestational diabetes could cause your infant to have ADD. So there could be ADD. Now, why do I think that? Well, I think there may be an issue with diabetes and your epinephrine as a mom. So maybe something happened where it kind of triggered the kid's epinephrine, and so they were already kind of used to some stimulation. I don't know. Now, usually with diabetes, when your sugar is low, your epinephrine kicks in and your glucagon kicks in to make sugar. So if you have high sugar, maybe there's a chance that there's that negative feedback. So then you have suppression of the adrenaline. Maybe that's how it's messing with the kids. I don't know. But they found a link with gestational diabetes and ADD, which is kind of interesting. I also, another study came out today that I really liked was going to church has been linked to lower blood pressure. I could believe it. A recent study by Norwegian researchers found there's a correlation between religious practice and lower blood pressure. This was published in the International Journal of Psychiatry and Medicine, where they conclude that lower blood pressure could be linked to church attendance. Oh, happy day he. Oh, happy day. I believe it. They say about 2/3 of the research now, over 60 studies, report that those who are more religious have significantly lower blood pressure. All right. Whether you go to church, whether you go every week, whether you go to a synagogue, if you're atheist club, community, whatever, they say it helps lower blood pressure. Of course it does. You know, first, whenever you go, you stand up and you sit down, you stand up, you sit down. Sometimes you dance when you sing. You know, you get up to go to the bathroom. I think it's very good. I think I think the whole social arena. But I also think there's a calming. You know, I mean, you know, like in our family, we teach our kids, you know, when you say your prayers to God, you don't have to tell us. You don't have to pray out loud. It's a personal thing. But you don't have to just pray at night. You know, if you're having issues during the day, you know, and you feel like you need to shout out to God, you pray. You know, feel like you have him there. And it's very consoling for a lot of people to think they have somebody to talk to. You know, it's interesting. A lot of kids, they have their imaginary friends. And a lot of times their imaginary friends is how they deal with stress. Well, what do we do as adults? We pray. And I think for a lot of us, they find that really helpful. Now, true, people that pray, they still get ill. I mean, we've known that, and it makes us scratch our head a lot. Sometimes it shakes our faith. But I think there are definite health benefits to being a part of church, being a part of a group, a community, even if it's an atheist group. Just I think being with other people and discussing non-work stuff. I think is very, very healthy. Also, if you really think about it, you know, most of your church or synagogue activities or whatever, not a lot of alcohol. Yes, I know sometimes you'll drink a little wine or whatever, but I mean, those types of activities on a Sunday or Saturday or Friday night or whatever, you know, it's usually not, you know, poker with cigars and alcohol type of thing. I mean, playing poker is great, but you're exercising, you're moving more, you're more jubilee, you're jubilicious, I guess. So, bootilicious. So anyway, you're busier. So I think, I believe it, lower blood pressure and attending church. All right. Now, this woman may be granted a place in heaven. All right. An Indiana woman decided to donate one of her kidneys to her former boss, and she says she hopes it gives him many healthy years. Richmond, Indiana residents Susan Preston and Bruce Dodds are both recovering from their December 7th surgeries at IU Health University Hospital in Indianapolis, where Mr. Dodds received Ms. Preston's kidneys. He was her boss, all right, 8 years ago. At Earlham College in Richmond, she was an administrative assistant. They both have children, both became grandparents. I guess they stayed, they worked together for 5 years until Dodds was hit by kidney failure caused by his polycystic kidney disease. That's a genetics disorder. It's an autosomal dominant disorder where when you get this gene, your kidneys make multiple cysts. It could affect its function. So he ends up going into kidney failure and is on dialysis. And you can't be on dialysis long term. You can't be. So he ends up needing a donor. She was on the donor list. She had offered a year prior to him needing it. Finally, they found she was a match. And she gives her former boss her kidney. Okay, you know, and I brought this up to my staff. You know, they're like, well, you made us work, you know, the day after New Year's Day, you know, because we were open, you know, January 2nd, we were open. We had to be. People were sick. People were coming in. And so I'm like, uh-oh, I'm not going to get my kidney. All right, well, I hope my staff likes me. But wow, you know. Okay, so that's cool. That's really cool. You get to love your boss that much. How many bosses would give their employee a kidney? You wonder, I wonder if there has been any issues with that. All right, so real quickly, I wanted to talk about this. Oh, on the last show, we didn't have time. There's this new silent camera app that has caused, they say, a plague of voyeurism in Japan. Apparently, you don't have that shutter noise. So while somebody is innocently looking at an email or a text, the picture can be taken. All right? And it takes the picture while you're looking at something. So if you get out of the shower naked to go and read a text, it could take a picture of you, I guess. Or if you're sitting on the potty. This is kind of scary stuff. And so now, of course, regulators are, you know, starting to get on this, saying they're looking at this. You know, I thought at first this was, all right, somebody could take a picture and you don't hear. But they're talking about while you're home. There's these silent camera applications that deliberately conceal what the user is doing. But put an innocent-looking email or text message. Oh, okay, ignore that. Ignore that. I see what they're doing. They're photographing you while they're looking at an email or text. Okay, I have to correct myself. All right. Well, either way, nobody should really be taking pictures of you. That's ridiculous. Oh, so I get it. You're changing in the gym. They could be taking pictures of you. That's gross. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for another hour of Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.